Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, RB Leipzig, led by Chris Nkunku, successfully defended the German Cup with their win over Frankfurt. Do you see them challenging Bayern next season for the title?
Well, in terms of Christopher Nkunku, not only this German Cup, 2023, he was instrumental in RB Leipzig's victory. He scored a goal late in the match and set up assisted the second goal to put the match to bed. But last year, in last season's German Cup, he scored a goal that sent the match into penalties. So he's been special. And not only him, but the leadership. The new coach, Marco Rosa, I think has found a really good match in RB Leipzig. They have been shown to be very competitive. They are the reason that basically the title chase went down to match day 34. They defeated Bayern Munich the match before the final match of the season that really set up that dramatic ending that Dortmund just let down all of their fans in. But in terms of RB Leipzig putting up a title contention next season, for them to be a viable competitor, I think it really matters on what pieces stick around. Christopher Nkunku, he's scheduled to go to Chelsea. I think everyone knows that that deal is done. So he's gone. You know, he was injured, but the Frenchman, you can't deny he's been electric. But we also have Timo Werner. He's still at the club. We have to wonder what happens with their defense. You know, we have to see what players are basically plucked in the transfer market for me to really give a solid answer. But if history serves correctly, they've always put up a solid fight against Bayern Munich in recent history. And I don't see any different to next season. I think if Marco Rosa finds the right pieces, they can prove to be competitive once more. And we could maybe see a new champion. I mean, Bayern got their 11th in a row, basically because Dortmund fumbled on the 1 yard line.
The former Bayern Munich president said the club had no choice but to fire CEO Oliver Kahn and sporting director Hasan Salihamidzic.
Yeah, you know, Bayern said they had no choice basically because when you look at the standings, you look at where Bayern were midway through the season, they had a decent lead leading into match day 34, they're trailing, you know, in the standings. And things didn't work out. Basically, Uli Hoeneß is the former Bayern Munich president. He still carries a lot of weight at the club in Munich. And he said that they decided to sack Oliver Kahn and the sporting director Hasan Salihamidzic before the final match. And they chose not to tell the players, not to tell anyone. Mum was the word. And then they just basically published the information at once. Oliver Kahn wasn't at the final match. No shock. He claimed to have the flu. I think he understood what was coming. They made a lot of mistakes, you know, in the way to this final match day that had a lot of drama. You know, they fired Julian Nagelsmann without consulting the club president, without telling anyone. You know, they felt that they could do certain things without informing, you know, the rest of the management, basically. And that didn't sit well. And then their performance, obviously, is another reason. You know, they got lucky to win one piece of silverware this season. And it makes sense, you know, when you look at the standings, you look how dominant Bayern Munich has been in the past, and then you look at the changing of the guard recently with Oliver Kahn coming to lead things, and this is what you get. This is the outcome. He had to go. You know, it's not a big shock that they made changes. It was my instinct, and they made it clear that they would make some changes. I was thinking more personnel changes instead of in the front office, but here we go. A new CEO, a new sporting director is at Bayern Munich now.
Are you at all surprised that Thomas Tuchel is still the coach of Bayern Munich? What do you make of the latest reports claiming a few players are up for sale?
Yeah, I don't think Bayern have much of a choice but to keep Thomas Tuchel right now. First off, to coach Bayern Munich, you need a coach with something in their treasure chest. And Thomas Tuchel recently won the Champions League with Chelsea. So he has that, you know, and he does have success behind him, despite the dismal performance as him and head coach of Bayern Munich. I think that there isn't another big name available right now. What else are you going to do? You know, I think they're just going to buy some time with Thomas Tuchel, see if he can get the ship right And I think it'll be on Tuchel's own accord if he chooses to leave the club. His term, as far as players go, a few names are in the German media. Sadio Mane, Serge Gnabry, Leroy Sané are the three names that have been circulating. Sadio Mane is obvious. It's clear. They probably want to clear the books. He makes over $20 million a year. His numbers weren't very productive. He recently came out and said he has something to prove to the Bundesliga, you know, other teams, himself, and to fans. He doesn't want to leave on a sour note. And I don't think Bayern will give him the time, personally. I think they definitely want to see if they can make some moves, you know, with that value, you know, in getting rid of him, unloading that salary. Serge Gnabry, I think, is one player that probably is more likely to stick around. You know, he's always played in the Bundesliga in terms of his successful years. Yeah, he's been in the Premier League for a short stint, but he's gotten all of his glory basically at Bayern Munich. He's been very good and productive at Bayern Munich. He's been here and there this season, but I don't see him departing. He has a good partnership with Joshua Kimmich, also in their midfield, a young man that is their iron horse, basically. Leroy Sané, the other name I mentioned, is the only one that I think might leave. He has personal reasons to leave. His wife, reports are, that left Munich. She went back to England. He has to commute back and forth. I mean, his mind is split and divided right now. I don't think that's healthy in terms of Bayern trying to get back on track. So, you know, we have to wait and see. There's a lot of time before now and the kickoff for next season. But I do expect Sadio Mane for sure not to be at Bayern Munich. I mean, I'd be shocked if he stuck around Munich.
And before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, Randall Colomwani, Frankfurt player, you know, hails from Paris. He's been linked to several clubs across Europe, PSG, Manchester United, even Bayern Munich. You know, he's been electric, 23 goals and 45 appearances in the Bundesliga since he's joined, you know, the domestic league in Germany. He recently came out, you know, and said he appreciates the attraction from PSG, but it's always been a childhood dream of his to play in the Premier League, and Manchester United looks to be the front of that list right now, and we have to see what happens. He will cost a pretty penny for any suitor because Frankfurt are asking none less than $60 million, and then there are reports that have him valued as high as $105 million. You know, so he is another youngster that's proved right that the Bundesliga does serve as some sort of launching pad to a lot of young careers, and we see them flourish in a number of ways. You can look at Tewo Awoniyi, you know, in his production. He was once putting up numbers at Union Berlin, now in the Premier League. Maybe we see Muani following suit. I thought that tidbit was quite interesting.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke schön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Laduma.